because it was Morrissey as the player who was taken down on the second one, they're going to question whether he's trying to draw an even-up penalty or...
So Morrissey, one of the better penalty killers for Wisconsin, in the box for tripping at 4:37. Badgers win it free. Horbach, Lindmark, two on two, shorthanded to our right. Horbach cut off by Wood. He'll pitch it back to the blue line, but not far enough for Lodge, and taken away by Minnesota's Brody Lamb. He scoops it into the attacking zone, cut off by Lodge. Lodge then able to veer Lamb away from the puck and then just lifted it out with a backhand and all the way down. Good play by Daniel Lodge. Laskowski now out. Rinzel falls down behind the nets. Has to get back up, preventing Laskowski from getting to the biscuit. Big Sam Rinzel to the near side. Snuggeroo, the St. Louis Blues draft choice. Pitched it right side to Wood. Badger lost his stick. That shoal. They play pitch and catch. Left side. Shot by Snuggeroo. Stopped by Grandma. In tight. It's loose. It goes back behind the nets. Oh, they went dot to dot. Snuggeroo with a blast. And Grandma came to his right and made a big save on that penalty kill.
And everybody is very appreciative of his work tonight because the student section just erupted on that play.
50 seconds left of the penalty to Morrissey. 2-0 Badgers. Over skating in his own zone was Moore. He's got to go back and get it with a lot of time and space, but a lot of time winding down on this power play for the Gophers. Oliver Moore, left wing, cutting in. Can't get to the net. Good work by Kerr. Pass out to the right point. It goes. With it, Mike Kester. Back to Moore now, right wing. Back to Kester, center point. Left wing, Luke Mittelstadt looks, shoots. Waffler save made by Grandma. Connor Kurth near side. Mittelstadt tried to force a pass. Broken up by Lindmark. He'll skate out to center. 3-on-1 for Wisconsin. 3-on-2. Lindmark to Horbach. Good stick by Kester to intercept.
Don't get
14
caught, boys.
14 seconds left here in the power play. Minnesota the other way. Three Badgers back, though, as Clark gains the zone. He'll spin it around to the right side. Mittelstadt with it. Settles things down and throws a quick no-look shot at Grandma, who made the stop. Then from the left wing, Kester. That ricocheted in front and wide. Badgers kill off the penalty. Low right. Here's Clark. Yes, slot shot by Kester, slashed at by Morrissey. Another penalty coming up on the Badgers freshman. He just came out of the box. Here's Kester now.
They're going to call a slash.
Backpedaling on the left side. Pass to the middle of the ice. Morrissey can't pick it up. Snuggeroo does. Peels away from pressure. Out to the right side now, and Hughlin playing keep away from Lindmark. Extracker for the Gophers. They're going to get another power play in a moment. Snuggeroo missed a shot far side post off the corner glass and all the way down. Delayed penalty coming up against Wisconsin's Gavin Morrissey, who just came out of the box for tripping. He's going to get 2 minutes for slashing. Gophers, though, still with a 6-on-5 advantage. An empty net to our right with a delayed penalty in order. And now Snuggeroo in front of his own net. Pressured by Tyson Dick. Bumps it back now for Paulson. Paulson, middle of the ice for Leo Gruba. They're just kind of working through the process out of their own end. Snuggeroo across the line. Backhand pass. Not a very good one. Bouncing puck. And finally the whistle blows. And a stop to play. And you can hear the fans in Madison not appreciating the officiating right now of Brian Aaron and Anthony Victor. Morrissey slashing at 7:43.
Playing with fire now. You can't. They had approximately a minute and 30 seconds of 6-on-5, if you want to call it that,
right,
with the goaltender pulled. And now they're going to end up being power play for 2 minutes. That's playing with fire. You can only play with fire so long before you get burnt.
Well, let's see how fresh the five Gopher skaters are, because a number of them were out there at that 6-on-5 for a minute and a half. Lamb, Snuggeroo, Paulson, Wood to take the faceoff against Lindmark. Owen wins it back to Lodge. Bumps it over to the near side. Horbach, plenty of time and space, and he'll just skate up with it to center. And now he'll fire it deep into the Minnesota zone off the stick of Rinzel. After it is Lindmark. Stumbles a bit, maintains possession. Triple teamed and now loses it to Lamb. And here comes Minnesota the other way. Lindmark gets a break. Scholl comes out for him on the PK. Badgers 2-for-2 on the penalty kill so far. Wisconsin leads 2-0. 11:50 to go, second period. Snuggeroo outside the left circle, pressured by Laskowski. To the goal line now, Lamb didn't handle the pass. Where is it? It bounces to the left of Grandma, over towards the corner. Minnesota's Rinzel, left side, Snuggerud, snaps a pass off out high, shot by Wood, blocked by Laskowski. To the corner it goes, and Paulson back to the right point in Wood. Matthew Wood, stick handling, center point now, it's Rinzel. He puts one low, save made by Grandma. Falling down, trying to clear Laskowski, no luck. The Badgers short tried, taken back though by Minnesota's Rinzel. He held his own. Low right, Paulson looking towards the slot, shot blocked by Laskowski. Goes to the corner, Wood, now pressured by Lotch, reaches in, can't tap it off his stick. Wood now top of the right circle to the dot. Rosa shot way too high off the glass and out. It came all the way around the boards and out to neutral ice. 44 seconds left in the Morrissey penalty. Badgers lead 2-0. Kerr tried to clear. Good hustle by Snuggerud to hold for a moment. Then he turned it over and the puck deflected into the scorer's table. Stopping play with 10:52 left in the second. 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Still 35 seconds left in Morrissey's slashing penalty.
Anthony Kerr logging a little bit of ice time after not playing last weekend. He got about a minute and 40 seconds in on this 5-on-5 and then penalty kill. Interesting. A Gopher player has made his way to the dressing room. Sam Rinzel.
Oh, they're sophomore defenseman.
Yep.
Second round pick of the Chicago Blackhawks. Actually, first rounder. Here's Moore down low right. Put it in front. Nice job by Lindmark to defend Kurth, preventing him from getting his stick down. 20 seconds left on the power play for Minnesota. Try to cut Wisconsin's lead in half.
Penalty coming up on the Gophers. Interference.
Jack Horbach out of the right point defending Kester. He got pulled down by Oliver Moore, who's chirping at Horbach. He sold that one, but that will do it for Minnesota's third successive power play. And the Badgers will get a Kunis power play in 17 seconds. Interference on Moore at 9:26.
Yeah, and it was just he cut in front of Horbach, and Horbach very wisely, because he was off, kind of off kilter. He ends up taking the dump down onto the ice, and as a result of it, as you mentioned, 4-on-4 for 17 seconds, and good play by Horbach, because I don't think the Badgers or the Gophers would have had any scoring opportunity, but he wasn't going to let that happen.
These teams combine for 6 penalties per game. There's already been 5 called, and we're halfway through this hockey game here in Madison. Good stick by Wisconsin's Knox to nudge it ahead to Finley. Wisconsin will be on a power play shortly. Finley,
slot
pass intercepted by Hughlin. 3-on-1 to our left. Man back is Knox. Here's a pass, Chesley. He fires and scores. He goes give and go with Brody Ziemer. And Chesley beats Grandma with a blast from the slot. That will officially be a shorthanded goal for Ryan Chesley, his 5th of the year for the defenseman. It's 2-1.
I think it will be official, a shorthanded goal. But you get into a situation where, without being blunt, damned if you do, damned if you don't, you had Dexheimer took off, and it becomes a 3-on-3, almost a 3-on-2. And when the puck's turned over, you've got 3 Badger players caught up ice, and technically, it was a 3-on-1 coming back.
So Wisconsin's lead has been cut in half. It's 2-1 now. Ryan Chesley from Brody Ziemer and Aaron Hughlin at 9:46. Wisconsin with a Kunis power play on the attack. Tyson Dick, though, falls down in the offensive zone, and then Minnesota gets the loose puck and sends it back Wisconsin's way to our left. Lodge will run the second power play unit, which consists of he and Fitzgerald, Tassi, Dick, and Ryan Botterill. Botterill scored on the power play last Friday at Notre Dame, his first goal as a Badger. Fitzgerald tried to split 2 Gophers and bump it off the wall for himself, but it was taken away by Minnesota, who sends it down. Then Grandma tried to play the puck off the wall and misplayed it and kicked it back behind his net. That did not look pretty. Daniel Lotch just stick handling in a circle at the center circle, tapped it back to Fitzgerald. Finley after it now. He'll hammer it deep, but right to the stick of Gruba, who banks it off the glass over the top of Finley's head and all the way down.
Okay, now we should have 5 that are supposed to be there.
Yep. Dexheimer with Finley, Mosley, Morrissey, and Laskowski. Center circle, Finley right down the middle. Knocked down by Gruba as he dumped it to the corner. No penalty. Morrissey to Finley in the corner. Gruba's not afraid to smack people. Bad pass, picked off Mosley, shot one off the face of the goaltender, Airy. Rebound there for Laskowski, and Airy stopped that one too, and then covered.
Good defensive coverage by Minnesota, though. It's a bad angle shot, and if the goaltender doesn't make that save, then it's time to start looking elsewhere, because the Badgers, that's the only offensive pressure they've had on this power play, and it comes from a scramble, not from a set play.
Yep.
Badgers. You got 16 seconds. Win one draw. Make one play. Shoot one puck in the back of the net.
That would be nice. Wisconsin scored a power play goal in each of the last three games. Lindmark to take the draw. Badgers win the faceoff. Botterill out to Dexheimer with care. Now Botterill left wing. Dot put it low. Save made. Rebound. Ooh. Chance for Kukkonen. Pushed it wide. May have gone off the stick of Hughlin. 5 seconds left in the power play. Kukkonen spins it behind the net and Lindmark. Gophers are going to get back to full strength. Owens got the puck out high left. Drops it off to Dexheimer. 5-on-5 now. Dexheimer low left. Off his stick and a twirling centering pass. Goes right through the low slot and back through neutral ice. And the Badgers' Anthony Kerr goes back to get it. Kerr missed both games last weekend at Notre Dame with an injury. Playing in his 138th career game. The Winnipeg Manitoba defenseman. And looking good here tonight. Botterill with it. Skates past two Gophers and couldn't get past the third. Then Paulson with a lob pass, intending to hit Zimmer. Good stick by Wisconsin's Ben Dexheimer. That could have been a breakaway for Zimmer. And now here's Kukkonen with it at center. Badgers will dump it in to the right of the goaltender. Bounces around the left wing wall. Kester can't clear. Hustling after it. The Badgers put it in front, paddled away by Airy, and then played out by the Gophers to neutral.
Look out.
And Knox hustles over to cut off Paulson, but Snuggerud was ready to charge down the middle of the ice. Paulson couldn't win the puck, and then Minnesota just fired it down and iced it. 7:32 to go here in the second period. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
2-1 Wisconsin leads Minnesota. Brian Posick with Ian Perrin here at the Kohl Center for the series opener. Nice crowd on hand on denim night tonight. Ian fits the part beautifully.
If I don't get some sort of recognition for this, I'm going to be all over Capel.
Timeout on the ice. 2-1 Wisconsin. 7:29 left in the second. A one-minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big money on your next project right now at Menards. Transform the look of your home with a new ideal garage door. Garage doors have one of the highest return on investment on your home's value. Choose from our large in-stock selection or design your own using our free garage door designer. Save big on ideal garage doors. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, this hockey season, visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4-game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. Again, go to uwbadgers.com/Zamboni and register today. 2-1 Wisconsin, 7:29 to go in the second. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers, won by Minnesota, and then they just accidentally iced the puck, and another faceoff to come back in the Gophers end. Minnesota this season off to a 7-1 start. Swept Penn State last weekend to open Big Ten play. The Gophers lost to Omaha in the championship game of the Icebreaker Invitational this year after beating Air Force. Also swept a pair at Minnesota Duluth and a home-and-home series, if you will, with St. Thomas. The record of Minnesota's opponents this season, 15-21-1. Badgers opponents this season, a combined record of 22-8-2. Badgers turn it over behind their own net. Centering pass broken up by Wisconsin. Fitzgerald takes the puck away. Skates past a gopher or two and then got shouldered off the puck by Sam Renzel, who's back out on the ice after going into the gopher locker room earlier in the period. Nice pass, Kurt, down the middle of the ice. Moore with it. Finds his teammate. Refeed for Moore. Goes into the glove of William Grandma. Wood and Moore going at it, and then Wood shoved down by one of the Badgers. Moore comes in to help his teammate. Horbach tackles Wood. One of the linesmen goes down. A heap of Badgers and Gophers on the Kohl Center ice.
All because he took a little poke at William Grammy, and the Badgers took a became defensive about that, and rightfully so. And then it was one person leads to the second person, leads to the third person. And I'm really not 100% sure why Jimmy Snuggerud. No, is it Snuggerud or Wood? Matthew Wood, who was so upset with all of this stuff that went on.
Wood's going to get the gate. Tassi will as well. So they're going to match these up. Simon Tassi's telling the referee, Anthony Victor, to look at replay. And Brian Aaron just told the crowd that they're going to look at video replay to determine whether a student athlete should be ejected. Now Wood is up barking at Tassi and then has a few words for the referee, Anthony Victor. Matthew Wood, the top free agent on the transfer portal market last year, went to UConn and played a couple of years of college hockey there, had 27 goals and 62 points in 70 games, a member of the Canadian World Junior Championship team, and
first
team all conference, all league in the BCHL a couple of years ago with Victoria when he had 45 goals and 85 points. We're going to look at the video replay finally of that skirmish. After the two-on-one with Moore and Wood, Moore down the middle of the ice. Wood tried to refeed Moore. Grandma had it covered. And then Moore reached in. Fitzgerald popped him down.
And they're going to find out whether Simon Tassi is the guilty product.
Wood then went pulling after people. Tassi right now is out of the box so the referees could take a look. And they're talking about it as they... Wood was, instant replay.
Wood was just standing there, chest stuck out, and yeah. Simon just popped him right in the chest and knocked him backwards over the back of the net. And so, through it all, William Grammy is just sitting back there going, are we going to play some more, or what's going on here?
Down on one knee.
No, he could. Both goaltenders are on one knee going, yeah. Kids will be kids. Let's play the game.
6:51 left of the second period. 2-1 Wisconsin. Quinn Finley scored on a power play at 13:44 the first period. His sixth of the year from Gavin Morrissey and Ben Dexheimer. Badgers took a 2-0 lead on Kyle Kukkonen's first goal as a Badger at 1:21 of the second. Anthony Kerr, the lone helper on that one. And then Minnesota had a 3-on-1 as the Badgers were getting to a power play. Ryan Chesley from Brody Ziemer. And Aaron Hughlin at 9:46, a shorthanded goal for Chesley. First of the year for the Gophers with a man down. First one the Badgers have given up shorthanded this season.
Matthew Wood has just been barking at that referee, and the referee keeps telling them to sit down. I don't think that's going to happen, but we'll see what happens after all of this. And I think the guilty party that we're looking at for an athlete
potential
out of
ejection.
The game,
yeah.
Potential ejection is Simon Tassi.
Matthew Wood, 6'4", 205 from Nanaimo, British Columbia.
Nanaimo,
British Columbia. Thank you.
It's kind of like Google.
Thank you, Ian. They're still talking here. Referees now with the official score explaining the situation. Who's going to get what infraction? And let's see what they come up with here. Ryan Aaron will step out onto the ice. What's it going to be? Now they're going to talk with one of the linesmen. Tassi's going to go sit in the box, so apparently he's not going to be ejected. Here we go.
The penalties are as follows. Number 91 from Minnesota has a minor roughing. Number 11 from Wisconsin, has a minor roughing.
Yeah.
Number 22 from Wisconsin has a minor roughing.
So they gave an extra penalty to Wisconsin's Jack Horbach for roughing. So Wood and Tassie, they cancel out at 13:09. But the extra penalty on Jack Horbach will give Minnesota its fourth power play of this period.
Yep. And, it, you know, as we talked about in the first period about a coach had said, you know, stay out of the box. That's the secret to our success. Minnesota takes one penalty, Badger score, and a power play. Here in the second period, it's been special teams the entire period for the last 13 minutes that have been played.
Yeah.
It's somebody's been short, somebody's been on the power play for whatever reason. It'll be interesting. You're missing one of your premier penalty killers, but you do have the two defensive stalwarts back there. If I was to pick any two players in the Big Ten to kill a penalty for me, it would be 2 and 24.
And I take 18 and 22 up front, right?
Yeah, except that 22 is spending a little time in the sin bin.
Yeah, so Rylan Mosley will come out and be paired with Owen Lindmark on this penalty kill. The first time I can recall that Mosley's played PK this season.
Not sure.
He did it in Michigan Tech, I know. 5-on-4 power play for the Gophers. Face off to the right of Wisconsin netminder William Gramme, who stopped 16 of 17 Minnesota bids so far. Paulson kicked out of the circle. Snuggerud to take the draw, and the Gophers win it. Renzel walks his way, center point, left wing Snuggerud. Looking back to Renzel, sauces over. His shot got through, save made by Grandma. Back at him, Snuggerud. Right pad, save made by Grandma on a rebound attempt by Zimmer after Snuggerud's shot got through and hit the left pillow of Grandma.
And again, I give credit to 2 and 24. Neither Minnesota player that was standing on the doorstep had any opportunity for those rebounds. They were just tied up so significantly that they couldn't get anything on it.
Face off to the right of the Badgers netminder. Again, Paulson against Lindmark this time. And Owen Lindmark wins the draw. Kerr fights through a stick check.
Atta
wins
baby.
The puck, turns to his right, and sends it all the way down, right on goal.
Did we get a shot on net for that?
He should. And they did. They gave him one. All right, here comes Renzel up the right wing. Paulson back to Renzel, and he had it batted off his stick by Kerr. Stick handling in traffic. Lodge lost it. Paulson flips it to the left side, and Snuggerud gathers it in there. Minnesota will set up its power play. Wisconsin leading 2-1, 6 minutes to go, second period. Right wing Lamb to the dot. Back center point Renzel. Left side Snuggerud. He fires and scores. Jimmy Snuggerud went without a goal against the Badgers a year ago. He lights the lamp here on a man advantage. Wisconsin's 2-0 lead is no longer. It's 2-2.
Significant power play. I will give credit to Minnesota. They didn't panic at any point in the time. And everybody on the Minnesota bench knew that Snuggerud was going to be the guy pulling the trigger, and he did. He did a good job. He just kind of disguised himself and moved to an open space where nobody was around.
First team all-conference the last 2 years. Jimmy Snuggerud, his fourth goal of the season from Renzel and Lamb at the 14-minute mark. It's 2-2. The Badgers have had a hard time getting to 3 goals this season. They've done it only once, and that was an overtime win against Lindenwood in the second game of the year. They're going to need 3 to win here tonight, at least. It's a 2-2 game, latter part of period number 2. Jack Phelan out there with Ben Dexheimer. Pass to the point, Luke Middlestead. He fans at a shot out near the blue line. Fitzgerald tied up, but skating after it, Phelan lifts it out to center. Kukkonen between his legs, tried to jam it for Laskowski. Intercepted by Middlestad. Out to center now, and Jimmy Clark weaves back to his right. Comes down towards the goal line. Off-balance snapshot. Good stick by Fitzgerald. Karamson in the near wall. Phelan, Kukkonen braces for a hit from Nevers, who got the puck to the point. Nevers forced to pass off the skate of Phelan. Still loose in the circle. Picked up now by Kurth, but he lost possession. Badgers played off the near boards. Out to the Middlestad it comes. His shot blocked by Fitzgerald and given away to Jack Phelan, who sauces back behind the net, and Ben Dexheimer. Gophers peel back. They need a change. Wisconsin's got a little bit of time and space, but they'll need a change here as well. Fitzgerald ahead, redirected by Laskowski into the offensive zone. Badgers get fresh troops. 4:45 left in the second. It's a 2-2 game. Wisconsin and third-ranked Minnesota. Long lead feed, or a pass attempt, I think, intended for Zimmer. Too far. Gophers just iced the puck with 4:39 left in the second period. And now Wood and Tassie finally leave the penalty boxes. Boy, you play with fire, Ian. You're going to get burned. You give Minnesota four power plays in this period. Took the Gophers the fourth to finally light the lamp.
And again, as easy as it was for Coach Hastings to say, stay out of the box, the temperament of the game changed so much in the second period that you knew there were going to be penalties.
Badgers win the draw. Horbach keeps it away from Moore and then played it behind the net. Mosley rimmed it around for Lodge too far. Lodge with a nice poke check on Hendrickson to keep it alive in the attacking zone. Mosley with it. His pass cross ice for Morrissey, broken up by Brody Ziemer. Part of the National Team Development Program, Ziemer. 112 games with the American squad. Good player. Had a breakaway earlier tonight. Set up Chesley for the first goal for the Gophers. Looks like a pretty good player. Ziemer at 5'11", 190. Badgers is from their own zone. Breakout pass, Horbach to Morrissey. Through the middle. Right wing now, Mosley. With some room. Moving screen by Morrissey. A quick snapshot. Whipple blocked that. Far corner it goes. Finley tied up now by Minnesota's Eric Paulson, and the Gophers with a puck. Long lead feed, too far again. Foot race, Kerr and Nevers, and that's icing again on Minnesota. 3:43 left in period number two. It's a 2-2 hockey game. Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics, and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards.
It seems interesting because we talked earlier in the broadcast about how Minnesota's faceoff success hasn't been that great, and yet they seem very willing to take the icing and have a defensive zone faceoff.
Yeah. Badgers have won 29 of 44 draws. They win this one, too, and off the faceoff, Laskowski steps in and fires one. Actually, that was Adam Pietila, and his shot from the top of the left circle went off a stick and out of play. Pietila's out there with Scholl and Dick, Kerr and Weston Knox.
Four names that you never talked about last year.
Right. Yep. Scholl, a sophomore, Dick, the transfer from UMass. Pietila, freshman, along with Knox. And then Anthony Kerr, the fifth-year defenseman. Gophers win this faceoff. Renzel just spun right into Wisconsin's Pietila. Forced a turnover and a long-range shot by Knox into the breadbasket of Airy. And he smothers that one. Another faceoff in the Minnesota zone. 2-2 game. Finley and Kukkonen scored for the Badgers. Chesley and Snuggerud scored in within less than 5 minutes here in the second period to pull the Gophers even.
And the other interesting part, it's listed as a shorthanded goal and a power play goal for Minnesota.
Here's a wraparound by Scholl. Goes off a skate. It's loose. Jamming at it. Pietila back in the net. It's Airy. He has to scramble back to his skates. Gophers come out of there with it. Sauce across, Renzel, center ice at the Badger line. Toe pull shot, good block by Knox. Lost his stick, goes to pick it up. Anthony Kerr comes out of there with it. Banks it past Renzel. It's rolling and rolling and rolling. No icing, though. Renzel after it. Case is up to it. And now Kester has it deep in his own end. Left wing pass for John Middlestead. Lindmark approached him. Went off a skate or two back into the Wisconsin end. 2:50 left here in the second. 2-2 game. Badgers break out. Here's Kukkonen, red line, the Gopher line. He'll scoop it into the corner. Lindmark after it. Gruba bumps him loose. Lindmark picked it up, tried to shoot. Good stick that time by the Gophers and taken away by Jimmy Clark from Edina. Former Green Bay Gambler Jimmy Clark, who undresses Wisconsin's Phelan, but there to help his D partner was Ben Dexheimer. Took it away, bumped it off the end boards, allowing Ryan Botterill to go get it. He chipped it out to center ice with 2:25 left in the second. Gruba can't locate the puck. Then turns and flips it back Wisconsin's way. Batted down, and the Badgers, Kukkonen with it. He'll scoop it ahead, hoping Botterill can beat the defenseman to it. And instead, Gruba got there first. Badgers change. Fitzgerald, Tassie now on the ice. Gophers go D to D below the goal line, and Middlestead will skate up the left wing wall. Cross ice pass for Clark off the heel of his stick. Fitzgerald trying to rough up Wood. Wood comes out of there with it across the Badger line. Wood now snaps shot by the forward. Actually, that was the defenseman Chesley that went off the stick. And the Badgers, Horbach back to get it now.
No wonder he's got five goals.
Yeah,
Chesley.
He likes to shoot. Yeah, pass out at center. Tassie can't reach it. Taken by Chesley, big right-hander. Slides a pass over for Snuggerud out of his reach. Horbach puts a shoulder into him. Puck loose in the Wisconsin zone to the right of William Grama. And it rolls over to the right wing wall and chasing it down, Simon Tassie with Laskowski, two on two. Tassie up ahead. Right wing, looking, centering, and it went right through the top of the crease. Morrissey gathered it in off the left wing wall. He plays keep away from Chesley. Knocked him off balance a little bit. Gavin tried to spin it out to the point. Didn't get enough on it. Snuggerud now with it for Minnesota. 1:10 to go in the second. A 2-2 game here in Madison. Here's Chesley now. Up the left wing for Lamb. And slides into the Wisconsin zone. Dexheimer goes to get it. Now to Mosley, under a minute to play in this period, 2-2. Hendrickson jabs at it. Morrissey bats it down with his
hand
right
pass.
Hand. It goes to Mosley, who plays it with his stick, and they'll say hand pass against Wisconsin. They'll drop the puck at neutral ice with 50.4 seconds to go in the period. It's a 2-2 game. Officials talking about it. The Gophers think it should be an offensive zone faceoff, but they're going to drop it outside the Wisconsin zone.
The play was in the neutral zone. It wasn't in the defensive zone.
Oh, well. Shots on goal, 21-20 now in favor of Minnesota. They've had 13 in this period, largely due to the fact they've had four power plays.
Correct.
They scored on one of them. Also got a shorty to make it a 2-2 game. 40 seconds to go in the period. Morrissey up the near boards. Pressured a bit by Hendrickson from behind, who poked it free to Kester. Hendrickson now tied up by Morrissey. Finley taps ahead Mosley. Finley then taken down by Oliver Moore, but back up on his skates. Can't retrieve the puck. It's deep in the Minnesota zone, and they'll lob it out to center. Hendrickson tries to handle the bouncing puck, but Kerr took it away and got it to Morrissey with 20 seconds to go. Back in the Wisconsin zone it goes. Dexheimer up the middle. Finley now fans off to his right. He'll fire it in to the left corner. And on the forecheck, Pietila won that race. Good job by Pietila. Morrissey back behind the net. Spins into trouble. 5 seconds to go. Behind the cage. Centering pass by Dick. No one there. And the goal comes off its moorings on top of the netminder as the puck goes all the way back into the Wisconsin zone. And the horn stops play. Well, the Badgers took a 2-0 lead early in the second. But the Gophers counter with a shorthanded goal and a power play goal. And after two here at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin 2 and Minnesota 2. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud partner of UW Athletics. We'll take a 1 minute break. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
After two here at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 2, Minnesota 2. I tell you, Ian, when Kyle Kukkonen scored at 1:21 from Anthony Kerr, it's 2-0. This building was hopping, and you can understand why the Badgers were feeling good about themselves, but then they got a little undisciplined.
The penalty bug, I think that's what they call it. And you get into a situation where you don't, even as a coach, you underestimate the power of special teams as to tilt the game from one side to the other. You've got all the momentum going for you. You take a stupid penalty, all of a sudden they score a power play goal. And the momentum has just jumped back and forth between Minnesota and Wisconsin here in the second period. Whereas I thought in the first period, Bucky was all over the momentum factor, and they had a really good opportunity to make it 3-0, and then after the penalty marred 10-minute span, I guess,
yeah,
you get into a situation where the game just turned upside down for Bucky.
Wisconsin had a 2-0 lead on Kyle Kukkonen's goal at 1:21 from Anthony Kerr, but then a shorthand goal by Ryan Chesley from Brody Ziemer and Aaron Hughlin at 9:46, Chesley's fifth of the year. And then on the fourth power play of the period, Minnesota scored. Jimmy Snuggerud with a blast from the left circle from Sam Renzel and Brody Lamb at 14 minutes. Fourth goal of the year for Snuggerud. 2-2 after two. Gophers 13 shots on goal in that second period. 8 for the Badgers. 19 saves so far for William Brama through two periods. 18 for Nathan Airey. Badgers have won 31 of 58 faceoffs. But it's Wisconsin 2 and Minnesota 2 with the second intermission. Back in 3 minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get everything for your next project today at Menards and save big money. Right now, all stock outlets with USB charging ports are on sale. Ditch the need for bulky USB adapters. Upgrade your home with features like ultra-fast charging, allowing you to charge your smart devices up to 40% faster than standard USB outlets. View our weekly flyer on Menards.com and check out all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
The timing is historic. The launch of WFHR radio happened at the same time residents cast their votes in a pivotal presidential election. It was November 1940. Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune newspaper publisher William F. Huffman believed radio could provide live entertainment and information to the community. The station officially on air November 5th, and just in time for election results, Democratic incumbent President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced to serve an unprecedented third term. A dedication 5 days later included a celebration, and the public joined in on the event. 84 years later, WFHR continues to be a treasured voice in the community and again celebrates on-air success at the same time as another important presidential election, this time in 2024. Join me in congratulating WFHR for 8 decades of broadcast excellence. I'm Terry Barr.
State handed 13th-ranked Ohio State its first loss of the season, 4-2 the final in East Lansing. Nicholas Andrews, Red Savage, Daniel Russell, David Gucciardi all scored for the Spartans, who got 22 saves from Trey Augustine. Logan Turnus, 23 stops in a losing effort for Ohio State, which falls to 2-1 in the league. Spartans win their first Big Ten game of the season. And Evan Warner scored in overtime. 7th-ranked Michigan beat Notre Dame 2-1 and outshot the Irish 47-19. Logan Stein got the winning goal in the Wolverines' Big Ten opener. The Irish 4-2 in league play. Here it's 2-2 Wisconsin and Minnesota. Stay out of the box, Ian, is one thing that the coaches, I'm sure, are telling the young men in the locker room right now. Anything else you'd advise them of doing here in the final 20 minutes of regulation?
Well, I think that would be the primary objective, as we've seen both a shorthanded goal and a power play goal. Excuse me, power play goal.
What are you drinking over there? What's going on? You got the hiccups.
I think that little bit of zero sugar A&W cream soda is starting to pay effect on me, whatever it is. But no, I just get into a situation where it's so frustrating because you've played well 5-on-5, right, well enough to do good things. But again, the scrappiness in both the defensive and offensive zone that the Badgers have shown has led to those penalties. Sometimes you just have to learn to put a cap on it. You can't get too far too fast.
So the Badgers and the Gophers tied at 2 here in the second intermission. We'll be back in 90 seconds. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Covers are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/CoversZamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Covers Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Covers gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Covers, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
2-2 Wisconsin and Minnesota. Badgers have won 31 of 48 faceoffs. Owen Lindmark 10 out of 14 in the faceoff circle. While the Badgers need to stay out of the box, one other thing I've noticed, Ian, while they've had puck possession, they've made some dangerous passes through the middle of the ice that could be very, very costly.
And it is, you're right, they've been intercepted several times. The other thing that I've noted is that the Badgers defensemen are pinching in and they're going down deep. And a couple times when it resulted in odd man breaks, the defenseman got caught down there and the backside forward, who is supposed to fill his hole that he left out there, is not getting there quick enough. And Minnesota's had a pretty significant amount of 3-on-2s and 2-on-1s.
Badgers and the Gophers tied at 2. Third period's coming your way next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process could take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Along with Ian Perrin, Brian Posick here. This weekend's series sponsor is Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Badgers win the faceoff to start the third period. Dump it into the zone to our left. Daniel Lodge was thinking about giving chase. Instead, Gavin Morrissey after in the corner. Now Rylan Mosley, who has a team-high 5 shots on goal so far tonight. Steele trying to set up Finley between the circles just out of his reach. Finley back to Mosley in the left ring. Didn't connect. To the point now, Jack Horbach. He'll dump it in. Connor Kurth gives him a little bit of a bump. Slides towards the netminder to his left. It's batted back to the corner. Out past the point man, Horbach. It waddles its way all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Icing called on Minnesota. 35 seconds into the third period, a 2-2 game here in Madison.
Seems to be a conscientious game plan by Minnesota. When they get bottled up like that, if you've got the opportunity, we'll take the whistle, fire it down the ice. Don't get caught in your own zone.
In the Badgers' season high, 3 goals in the second game of the season, a 3-2 overtime win over Lindenwood. Otherwise, it's been 2 goals or less for Wisconsin. So far this season, win by Fitzgerald. Tassie taps back left wing and through traffic. Dexheimer put it on goal, I think. It hit the right pad, I believe, of the goaltender, Nathan Airey. Steele, Tassie, right wing, coming in forehand, backhand, back on the backhand, puts it backside. Here's Fitzgerald, turnaround slot shot that got blocked in front. Scooped up but not out by Clark, hit his teammate Wood, and now Minnesota forced to ice the puck with one of their defensemen, Renzel, down. It took him a while to get back up. Sam Renzel, the Chicago Blackhawks second-round pick, big right-hander, struggling to get back to the Gophers bench. He took that shot either in the back or the side of the leg, one of them.
I'm not sure if it was the initial shot by Tassie or if it was the Fitzgerald rebound shot that caught him, but he was totally unaware of it, and he's trying to guard a man in front of the net. Next thing you know, he just goes down like he's been shot.
Wisconsin wins the faceoff. Kerr will spin it around behind the net. Kukkonen can't get his stick down on it, but he'll chase near side left. Botterill keeps it alive in the attacking zone. To the right corner now, Lindmark. Chesley defends him, ties him up. Botterill bumps Kurth from behind. Puck jammed off the boards and over the head of Kerr, who hustles back to it. Peels back to his right and then finds Kukkonen, who wipes out at center ice. Now back up on his skates. Avoids one man and then is passed for Botterill. Handcuffed the freshman. And Minnesota clinks it back out to neutral. Minute and a half into the third. Wisconsin 2 and the Gophers 2. Here's Pietola looking for the puck. Now trailing the play. Offside called on Minnesota. Center ice faceoff coming up with 18-18 left in period number 3.
Well, a good point in a minute and 40 seconds that we've played here in the third period. The Badgers come out barnstorming. I mean, they have really come out with some big-time energy.
Scholl, Pietola, Dick out there, the forward line with Phelan and Knox, and the Badgers push it into the Minnesota zone, and that forces Whipple back to play it, and
high
the Gophers
stick.
Played it with a high stick, so they'll drop the puck in the Minnesota zone to the left of goaltender Nathan Airey. Minnesota, 6 NHL draft choices on its roster. That is the most in the NCAA this season. A legitimate national championship contender, picked to finish second in the Big Ten by elite coaches behind Michigan State. Gophers always in the mix, but haven't won a national championship since 2003. Gophers win the defensive zone faceoff and send it out to center. Flubbed by Lodge. For a moment, Paulson had it, but he ran into his teammate. Finley now taps it past the defenseman, comes in right wing. Tight shot. He snapped one off, and a blocker save made by Airy.
How does he do that stuff?
I don't know. Here's Brody Lamb the other way in the slot. Good stick by Jack Horbach, the converted forward playing defense, and then knifed the puck away from behind by Lamb, and now Mosley chips it into the attacking zone. Bounces into midair. Horbach had his pocket pick. Gophers take it away. Paulson up the middle of the ice, one-on-one. Brody Zimmer against Weston Knox. And a toe pull. His shot, good stick by Knox to block it. Who gathers it in then? Did Weston Knox? Skates it to open ice. Good play by the freshman. Made his debut last Friday. Played Saturday, got his first collegiate point in the win over Notre Dame, and just a moment ago collided with his
own teammate.
Adam Pietila at center ice, but no harm, no foul. Zimmer across the line, shoots one low. Pad save made by Grandma. Ricocheted far side. Scholes got it now. Gains the red line, tried to sauce it in. Batted down by the defenseman, and here's Zimmer cherry-picking behind the play. The pass to him, though, off his stick. He had no gas to catch up to it. And now Wisconsin breaks out. Pietila will throw it to the corner. To the right of the netminder, who paddles it to the near wall. Tyson Dick wiped out by Leo Gruba. Boy, he's built like an ox, is Leo Gruba. Steal by Tassie for a moment. Gruba's got it back. Gruba won a Clark Cup with Fargo a year ago. Had 57 points in 60 games as a defenseman in the USHL. That's impressive.
Yeah, he doesn't spend much time in the blue line. He spends a lot more time in the offensive blue line.
Good hit by Tassie on Nevers to separate him from the puck. And then Kerr stands up John Mittelstedt. Puck back into the Wisconsin zone, and Dexheimer goes to get it. Dexheimer assisted on Finley's power play goal to get to 5 points this season, all assists. Fitzgerald Steele, right wing, cuts to the slot and from behind. Good play defensively by Kurth, whose stick is caught up in the sweater of Fitzgerald. No penalty call. Puck out to center ice. And then Wisconsin's Tassie. No, Laskowski just got clobbered by Kurth near wall. No penalty call. Back out to center. Kurth settles the bouncing puck. Rinzel can't do the same at center. Digging for it, Kukkonen. Off the stick of Horbach. And now it slides back Wisconsin's way. Wood steals it from Laskowski. Cut off by Horbach. Good defensive play. Boy, Jack Horbach, you can't tell that he's been playing defense now for 3 games in his collegiate career.
You grow up after your second one.
Now, linesman got in the way. Kurth takes the puck away. But then he runs into Jack Phelan, and the Badgers regain possession. Botterill steps around Snuggeroo. Down the right wing. Snapshot low. Stick save. Ricocheted into the air. Brought down by Chesley. He kicked it to the corner. Now over skates. Knox stays with him. The freshman defenseman almost won the puck free. Now the Gophers flip it out to center. 15 minutes to go in the third. 2-2 game here at the Kohl Center. Series opener. The finale tomorrow, 6 o'clock. Faceoff on the Badgers Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Airy, the goaltender, flips it around, but held by Morrissey in the offensive zone. Sliding over, Paulson took it away. Morrissey's got it back. Open man, Dexheimer shoots one. Never got through. Blocking. Nice play by the tri-captain, or fork-tie quad-captain, I guess, Jimmy Snuggerud, who's known for his scoring, but he slid down that time, Ian, to block the shot. And then Wisconsin just misfired on a headman pass to Mosley and iced it. You don't often see snipers like Snuggerud go down to block shots in November, just let alone in March.
Oh, my former teammate who is famous for blocking shots, Mike Eaves.
Oh, yeah.
He could snipe them.
Oh, yes, he
but
could.
But he blocked a few.
Yeah.
He was, actually, I will give all the credit to Mike Eaves that there is. He taught me how to block shots.
Face off to the right of William Grammer. All-time leading scorer in program history, Mike Eaves, now retired from hockey. Though I'm sure he's still watching, or maybe sneaks into the rink at St. Olaf, a building he helped raise funds for back near his home in Faribault, Minnesota. Dexheimer will scoop it out to center. And the loose puck now comes to Leo Gruba, whose dad, Tony, played at St. Cloud State back in the early 90s. Do you remember Gruba?
Not familiar.
Hill Murray kid is Leo, Defensive Player of the Year in the USHL last season.
Rolick would remember.
Pietila, Steele, back behind the Minnesota net. Looking for reinforcements. Pietila out high. Right point. Horbach, his shot or pass to the slot goes off a skate. Still in play, though.
Badgers, I thought it would happen in the net.
So did I. Steele Wisconsin, Pietila out to the point lodge. He shoots one wide. Horbach will be able to hold right side. He fires one. That's over the outstretched glove of the goaltender, Airy. Lodge tries again, and Lodge and Horbach are playing pitch and catch from the blue line off the end boards. And now a bouncing puck in front. Oh, almost tipped in by Pietila, who cycles back to the corner now. Horbach playing his familiar forward position here.
Not
as
really.
Tyson Dick takes the spot at the right point.
Exactly.
He can't hold the zone. And look out, Lotch in a foot race now for Oliver Moore, and Lotch able to get there first. Moore, a speedy young man. 19th overall pick in the 2023 draft by the Chicago Blackhawks. Been awfully quiet, though, this season. Just one goal and 5 points after putting up 33 points as a freshman last year, Oliver Moore. Pass at center, stolen by Mittelstadt. Off the stick of Horbach, and a sharp-angled shot. And Gramme came out of his crease, cut down the angle, and just made a simple stop and held on for a faceoff. Good play by William Gramme, who has not seen much of the puck here in this period.
No, he really hasn't. And that last pass made by Horbach, it's a feast or famine pass. If it gets through, that's a legitimate one-on-one or two-on-one for the Badgers. By not getting through, it becomes a two-on-one for Minnesota.
Fitzgerald, Tassi, and Luskoski back out for the Badgers. Good work by Tassi at center ice. Took it away from Kester. Kester now turns into the pressure of Luskoski. Threw it out to center. Nevers now with it, and he fires it in. Gramme behind his net, looked over his left shoulder. He'll paddle it that way. Simon Tassi, centering pass out of the zone for Luskoski, right through the legs, and it's at neutral, bounces around, eludes Luskoski, comes to Kester. Wild pass up ahead for Hughlin. Good play by Knox to cut him off, but it's pushed deep into the Wisconsin end. Thalen bumps into Nevers. That freed the puck for Knox, and he'll bank it to center. Bounces over the stick of Luskoski. Here's Rinzel on the attack. 4-on-3. Drop pass Nevers. Back to Rinzel. Can't catch it low right. Takes it off the end boards, though. Sam Rinzel out to the point. Chesley. Chesley steps in. Right dot shot. That went off the stick of Botterill and Y. You got two defensemen out there that have combined for 9 goals in 8 games, or now 9 games, Chesley and Rinzel. They give and go, and a tight-angled shot by Rinzel. Try to go short side on Gramme. William protected the post and made the stop. He's now got 22 saves here tonight. The Badgers and the Gophers still tied at 2, 12:04 left in the third.
Interesting how you just said about Rinzel. And, you know, he went around the net, made the pass, then went around the net again a second time. And the second time that he came, he ends up passing to Chesley, who moves in, and Rinzel takes his spot at the top. It's just like rotating defensemen. Everybody else get out of the way.
They've got 7 defensemen back on their roster this year. That's pretty impressive. They're familiar with one another, and they're still relatively young. Kester's a graduate student. Luke Mittelstead's a junior, but otherwise they're, and Ryan Chesley's now a junior too, but sophomores and freshmen. Badgers won the defensive zone faceoff, got it to center, but Minnesota's got the puck. Wood fumbles it with Finley in the vicinity. But Jimmy Clark will dump it down in. Former Green Bay Gambler Clark's round pick of the Minnesota Wild. Badgers' Anthony Kerr now with it. Snaps off a pass behind Finley, but takes it off the sidewall. Skates into the Minnesota zone. Chesley on him, man-to-man. Morrissey can't handle the pass back left wing. Taken by Wood. Slides it across the Kurth now. Center drive is Clark. Here's Wood. Shot.
Yeah.
Sweeping glove save made by Gramme. He hangs on.
And all that confusion, and the reason they got a shot off is that the back-checking forward at that time was Morrissey, and he not only chased the puck, but he left his man to chase the puck, and it kind of left the two defensemen hanging out to dry with a legitimate 3-on-2 against them.
William Gramme looks so in control here tonight. Kevin Murdoch, goalie coach, assistant on Mike Hastings' staff, is working with him, trying to calm him down, keep him in position, don't take himself out of position, especially after the initial save. And he's done a nice job here tonight. 11:15 to go in the third. It's 2-2 Wisconsin and Minnesota. Horbach weaves his way through traffic across the line. Dumped in behind the net. Horbach goes to get it. Jack Horbach with Mittelstadt on him. Turns back to his right. Sets up his teammate. And that shot by Pietila just went off the side of the net. Now Fitzgerald at the right point. Now Pietila tries to jam it towards the cage, intercepted by Minnesota's Mittelstadt. Up the middle now to Lamb. Can he get around Lotch? No. Daniel able to knock him down, cutting over Knox to cut off Snuggerud, and then both Lotch and Lamb go into the cage, knocking it off its pegs. And a stoppage in play with 10:48 left here in the third. Wisconsin and Minnesota tied at two.
I think what they're trying to determine right now is which player actually knocked it off its moorings. Is the faceoff outside the zone or inside the zone? The fact that I don't think Daniel Lotch got all 3 feet tied during his hog-tying expedition there. So they'll probably just leave it in the Wisconsin zone. Oh, Lordy. He was all over him like a cheap suit.
Daniel Lotch remains out there and off the draw. A turnaround shot by Hendrickson high and wide on the glove side of Grammett. Wisconsin's Pietle able to dump it down on the Gophers' net. Nary on his knees will just cover it up with 10:38 left. You're in the third, still 2-2. Hey, get the latest on the Badger men's and women's hockey programs from head coaches Mike Hastings and Mark Johnson during the Wisconsin Hockey Hour coming up Tuesday night at 7:05 on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. Face off to the right of Nathan Airey, the goalie of the year in the British Columbia Hockey League 2 years ago with the Cranbrook Bucks. Played only 3 games as a freshman last season, started a pair. But this is his fifth start. He's 4-0 so far with a save percentage of .940.
That'll work.
Yeah, Badgers dump it down in. Airey leaves it behind the net now for Kester. They fling a pass out through center, hoping that Hendrickson can beat Kerr to the puck. He can't. Kerr looks over his right shoulder, then his left, and instead of just throwing the puck wildly, he stopped and was patient and had time and space. And now the Badgers accidentally